My name is Mariel Gaviola. I work as a proofreader for a financial investment company in Baltimore. I have a competition next week, and it's probably my sixth competition or so. I started competing in 2018 or 2017, and since then I've had about like six gold medals in my weight classes. I think in the U.S., weightlifting has actually really hit the ground running. I think social media has a great kind of view on weightlifting and women nowadays. It's a very good message to see that women can be strong instead of just slender. Something, we're beautiful outside of just, you know, our physical appearances. A lot of the times I'll hear women aren't supposed to be lifting heavy weight. You're going to get injured. Your anatomy is not built for this. You can't compete with men. You're too small. Personally, I'm tiny. And a lot of people, when I tell them I compete, they, you know, don't understand. They're like, how? You're so small. And it's a different kind of strength that women have to understand the sport gives you.
In my experience, women and men can handle pretty much the same workload. There's about 52 to 55% men at this gym and, you know, about 45% women here. You know, sometimes a male with an ego will come in here and very quickly have to check his ego because he sees that there are women in here lifting more weight than he is.
You made all the jerks. You're not going to 64 front squat.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good.
Oh, for my jerk, it was 58.
58. No problem.
Yeah.
Feel like you were jumping back? I didn't see you on the ones I watched.
I started lifting here about a year and a half ago. Before that, I did CrossFit for a year.